And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
NASA's headed back to the moon, but humans aren't going. The space agency has launched a set of twin spacecraft from Cape Canaveral. They're called Grail A and Grail B, short for Gravity Recovery and Interior Laboratory. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
109 previous missions have been to the moon, but all of those were focused on the surface, almost all of them. What NASA really wants to learn in this mission is the deep interior of the moon. They want to see if they can learn more about the core, and by extension, if they can figure out maybe how the moon evolved and got to the state it is today.
The Grail twins won't reach the moon until year's end. You know, this probably wasn't the best idea this woman ever had. Police in Pittsburgh say she showed up at a courthouse with an entire case of beer. They say she'd apparently been imbibing heavily before she arrived. After officials realized she had no business being there, they escorted her out and poured her beer down the drain. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview on this Saturday, the eve of the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks on the USA. And it's on everybody's mind today and tomorrow, and leaving us a little bit uneasy about it. And so much going on TV and in the media, something so horrific. And I'm wondering if we've all forgotten the day. JP, have you forgotten the day?
I certainly haven't. I'm kind of embarrassed about how it went for me.
Okay, don't tell me yet.
Okay.
Because I want to introduce joining us a couple of friends, Wes McQuethy, who does the PR work for Tim Fasano. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you doing, Lady
Glad
Jay?
To have you back.
Oh, I'm glad to be back.
The big day coming up Tuesday, the final vote.
Yeah.
Congressional District number 2. How do you think you're going to fare, Tim?
I don't know.
You have no idea?
No, I hope I do very well, though. I hope that on Tuesday night I get a call from the Secretary of State's office that says, you're the winner.
You're in. Yeah. What's going to be your first duty?
I don't know.
Oh, please. You don't have a plan?
Well,
you
actually,
do.
Yeah,
you do
I
have
do
a
have
plan.
A plan.
Yes, you do.
My first plan is to go to the Secretary of State's office the next day and stand on his desk and say, give me my paperwork. Next plan after that is to go to Washington, D.C. and be sworn in the well of the Congress.
That's a big district,
and
Tim.
You will have a classmate because there's one other special election going on Tuesday.
Yes.
In New York for Anthony Weiner.
Oh, for the seat. Weiner's seat.
Yeah, the Weiner seat.
Weiner.
There actually be three of us that I know.
Three of? There's another one?
Yeah, down in Texas.
Cool.
So there'll be three of us that get sworn in at the same time.
Wishing you a lot of luck. Voting is going on right now as we speak down at my local grocery store. I mean, everywhere in every corner.
Yep.
So please do get out and vote. And we all know the competition, and we know that you're the independent candidate. And you want to go and shake them up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Get some things done.
I want to upset their apple cart.
I think you can do it, Tim.
Oh, I hope so. As a matter of fact, I know I can do it.
Do you call yourself a Tea Party candidate?
Oh, I like to believe so, yes. I have many of the same feelings as most of the people that are in a Tea Party. Obviously, we have some diverging opinions on some cases. But for the most part, I follow suit with most of my Tea Party friends.
Did you see how Romney answered that question?
Yes. Tell us.
What did he say?
He said, well, I don't think you get a card to carry when you're a member of the Tea Party.
No, you don't.
And that is so important.
I know.
No card.
No card, but you know what? It's where Americans can come together and voice their opinion. And it's not only for one side, it's for all sides. If you have an opinion, you can go to a Tea Party event and respectfully disclose your opinion to the public, and nobody's going to razz you for it. And that's what I love about the Tea Party.
You got some notes there?
Yes, I do.
We'll bust them open.
Well, these are my notes. When we get into what we're going to talk about, I'm going to surprise you guys with history.
Oh, all right.
All right.
9/11 history?
Yeah, it's tied to 9/11.
Okay. Awesome. Let's get into it.
Okay.
First, I want to find out real quick, do you remember where you were on 9/11?
Yeah.
I mean, we all do, right? Do you?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Tim Fasano, tell us a quick little story about where you were.
I was, I just got up and I was getting ready for work, because I was working for Lockheed Martin at the time. And I turned the TV on in my room, and there it was. The first thing I saw was the first plane hit World Trade Center 2.
And you thought, whoa, airplane flying low, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people say they thought it was a mistake, but as soon as I saw it, I could tell. Because
how do you make a mistake like that?
No, I'm experienced in aviation and aerospace. There's no way those planes, it was a mistake. I knew that as soon as I saw it. And I can remember distinctly turning to my wife that we are and telling her we're under attack.
And how was work that day? You still went to work? And
No, actually.
No, you didn't?
No, because they closed down our work area.
Oh.
I called in and to see what the procedures were going to be, and they said, don't come to work.
So you and your wife just watched everything on TV about it?
Yeah, yeah. I was glued to the TV.
How about you, JP?
I was selling real estate at the time, and Tuesday morning is the day when the realtors would all go around and look at the new listings. And people kept trying to tell the boss, hey, something's going on. A plane just flew into the World Trade Center, and he kept saying, forget about it, it's nothing, it's just an accident. We got
money to make here.
And they're like, a little while later, we get to the next house, and somebody, hey, you know, another plane flew into another World Trade Center. This is not an accident. He said, just plane, concentrate on your work. Keep looking at the houses.
Sorry.
So I'm ashamed to admit that we didn't just
throw
him in the trunk and drive back to the office. We kept looking at houses until we were done.
So later that afternoon, you found out that...
I guess it finally dawned on him maybe a week later that something had happened.
Did you go home after you found out?
But, you know, we had to go through all the houses because the boss insisted that we continue on our tour of the new listings. What a dork.
Wasn't Glenda calling you on your cell phone?
Nobody was calling me.
Wow. Now, I can give you a little bit of a background. When I was watching the fourth plane, Flight 93, that...
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, went into the ground in Pennsylvania. I'm from Pennsylvania. That was about 24 miles from my hometown.
Whoa.
So it hit a little home there. And as I saw that happening, my sister called me, and I can still remember how shaken she was in her voice to know that that plane went down so close to my hometown.
Yeah, too close for home, too close. Well, I was working at the jazz station, and I got up. I was on the air in the morning, and I got up, and I was watching TV, jumping on my trampoline, and all of a sudden, I saw the one plane go in, same thing, and I went, oh, my God. How weird is that? A plane, you know, that can't... I was stunned. Then I saw the next one. And when I saw the next one, I knew what was going on. And I said, I got to get
to work.
At that
point, there's no way you can think it's an accident.
Well, and
but
here was the weird thing.
Jumping on a trampoline, really?
Yeah, that was my daily exercise that I did. I watched the news and jump on this little trampoline that I had. It's good for your
all your thyroid and all your stuff, you know. It's just good for you. So anyway, I got to work, and it was so solemn because here I am on this music station playing jazz, and I'm having to be calm and sorrowful and watch everything, and ABC's coming across, and I was just like trying to keep everybody feeling good, but let's not get too crazy till we find out more about it. Here, let me play the song for you. Oh, God, I was just sick.
That was a weird day, wasn't it?
It was a very weird day.
Because, you know, then after the two in the World Trade Center, you heard about the other ones, and then you started thinking, how many of them are up there?
Well, now, here's what I feel. After that day, when we knew what had happened, and we'd seen everything on TV, the crime rate went down. Nobody was committing crimes. Everybody was kind of solemn. I mean, I almost felt kind of, I couldn't be happy. I felt embarrassed to be happy. If I felt a little bit of happiness, I wouldn't express it.
Well, I think the problem, or not the problem, the experience brought mm-hmm. our nation together. Mm-hmm. And most people that are cohesed into a big group like that, that are understanding what the situation is, mm-hmm. but also they start to understand that there are more things in effect affecting our country. They come together and they don't do such things. Now, I can't go to the claim that there is less crime because
well,
of
there it. Was. There but, was. Me I being agree. In the media, I knew that the crime rate went.
It did. You're right.
I think people were saying, I'm going to go rob that house. I mean, that's not even compared to what just happened. I think